On ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill, this is Narelle Graham.
Will you read me up?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Hal, 2001 A Space Odyssey, creepiest robot ever. Fictional virtual assistant from 1968? Well, now they're everywhere, and academics are questioning if these virtual assistants really are our friends, servants, and helpful companions and sidekicks. Natalie Collins is academic director at Edith Cowan University. She's written a paper about this very recently. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
We thought Hal was working for the astronauts. Turned out he was working for ground control, and he could read lips and do all of these very frightening things. Who do you think Alexa, Bixby, Google Assistant, Siri, and Cortana are working for?
Well, it's just like 2001. And I just want to say I love that scene that you played, because I often feel like I should take Hal's approach to saying no, which I thought was extremely polite.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm afraid I can't do that. And that's what happens when, with a virtual assistant, you ask them to open the pod bay doors. Alexa will actually tell you she can't do that.
Will she? That's creepy.
Yeah, because I have tried. but basically, these virtual assistants are working for the big corporations that have created them. They are not working for you. However, they are programmed to act as though they are working for you, because that is the best way to monetize the investment in these assistants.
Do you have a home assistant?
I don't. I mean, we all do in our phones, depending on the phone that you have. Android has Google Assistant, iPhones have Siri, and so on. So in a way, if you have a phone, yes, you have one. But there are the ones that are built for the home, which are little boxes that you put in your house that can control particularly home automation. And they're also, you can retrofit them in cars. And some new cars that are coming with them already pre-installed. So I don't have the car thing, I don't have the home thing, but I have the phone thing.
Right, yeah, and like you say, most of us have that. Natalie Collins is with me, academic director at Edith Cowan University. Are all our assistants like Hal from 2001 A Space Odyssey? I shouldn't laugh when I say that. You do have a camera, though, at your house, Natalie.
I did. I got a dog a few years ago. She was my first dog ever, a Jack Russell Chihuahua, very, very energetic. I got her from a rescue. She's already won. And I didn't know what she was doing when I wasn't home. So I got a pet cam and I would watch her from work. And I discovered that what she did was absolutely nothing.
Right.
She just slept the entire time until I got home. And so after a while, that got a little boring and I just kind of tossed it. I did manage to, while I was watching, occasionally see my husband walking around the living room and her running after him. You know, the idea about the surveillance at home, and this is the point you bring up, which is really important. It's not just about the companies watching. You can be watching. You are being watched in other people's homes, potentially. There are even dash cams. You know, a lot of people have dash cams now, which are very useful if you're in an accident, because there's no more he said, she said. However, you can be being monitored in your car. So it's not just companies watching you, it's other people watching you too. You have to be conscious of that.
Your co-author on this paper does have a home assistant. That's Jeff Volkheimer.
That's right.
So what tricks do you play on him, Natalie?
Oh, well, you know, Jeff and I go head to head on this, because when I met him, he had a fully automated home. He tried to get me on board with the Alexa. You know, I love the idea of somebody turning my lights on and off for me because I'm lazy. But I wasn't prepared to pay the price, you know. And we video conference because we're research partners, and I will turn on and off his lights because the Alexa can hear me. So I will say, you know, Alexa, office lights off. And then all of a sudden he's sitting in the dark. And I do threaten him occasionally when he gets up to go to the loo or to leave the room. I do threaten him with ordering things from his Alexa and then shipping them to his house. Because you see, the Alexa is set up with his credit card on his account.
Oh, wow.
And so I can basically order anything. Pretty much, and it'll order it. And this is why we had a situation that made the news where a parrot had ordered a lot of things. And even Amazon makes fun of this in their Super Bowl commercial where a dog actually orders more treats. And Harrison Ford is the person in the house. And all of a sudden, he sees all of these treats come to his house. And it's his dog that has ordered it. So the fact that other people can order stuff is a reality. I just haven't figured out quite yet what I'm going to get, Jeff.
Keep thinking on that. And when you just said, Alexa, turn off the lights, would anybody listening to the radio in their house, would their lights have gone off?
It depends on how you have the box set up and what you have it set up to do. The lights are cooked in a particular way, and there's particular hardware and software and connection you have to make. If he can turn his office lights on and off, I can turn his office lights on and off. It's not voice sensitive in that way.
Natalie, do you think that these assistants can read lips like Hal could, but we just didn't know it?
Well, you know, it's an interesting one because for those listeners who aren't aware, the astronauts did not know in 2001 that Hal could read lips.
Yeah.
So they actually left the room, or not left the room, left the spaceship, went outside to have a private conversation about Hal, and he could see their mouths and he could read what they were saying and then acted accordingly. Now, I'm not quite sure, you know, that we're going to get to that point anytime soon, but what we do have is a situation where trigger words can be used to cause a recording to occur when the people being recorded don't realize. And there have been bugs in software that have turned recordings on when people do not realize they are being recorded. This happened with FaceTime on the iPhone recently. And this all assumes that the companies are keeping their stuff safe and that hackers aren't getting in and they're not listening to you, or that your ex-girlfriend hasn't somehow done something with the Alexa that she's going to be recording you or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is good, because I was going to ask, you know, what would possibly be useful to anyone else? Like if I say, Alexa, play Sia, that is pretty boring information. Nobody would want that.
Right. And I think that one of the things to bear in mind, and our kids are growing up in this environment where everything is trackable, right? There are people who have cameras in their living areas of their home, and when their kids get into a fight, it's not, he did this, he did this. They just watch the video. So the kids can't lie.
Oh, wow. Let's get that fight on playback, shall
yeah,
we?
Exactly. So it's a really different kind of environment. So you just, you know, need to be conscious that some people will do that. There are, and if you look on online forums, there are so many cases of my ex-girlfriend still has my Netflix account. She knows what I watch. Or my ex-boyfriend still orders this from my credit card and so on. So, I mean, I'm not trying to make people paranoid. I'm just trying to, well, although maybe it's too late. I'm just trying to say, be really careful about what you do and know what you're doing and the implications.
Yeah, have a think about
exactly.
It. And it's great. You've put it into a fantastic perspective. I can't believe that, you know, we can go to the tape on a fight, video playback, to see who caused the fight between siblings. I'm not sure if I like that idea. I think it used to be me most of the time. Natalie Collins, a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Academic Director at Edith Cowan University, trying to make us think whether or not our personal assistants are a bit like Hal from 2001, A Space Odyssey. You're on ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.